Happy New Year. It's January 1st, 2023. Our scriptures this week are Jeremiah 29, 10 through 14, and Matthew 2, 13 through 23. Our message this week, I've titled, On the Run. So please open your Bibles and read with me our scriptures today, starting with Jeremiah 29, 10 through 14. Starting at verse 10, this is what the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me, and when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Our gospel reading today is from Matthew 2, 13 through 23. The escape to Egypt, starting at verse 13. So when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said to the prophet, Out of Egypt I call my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. So after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, He will be called a Nazarene. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, Happy New Year. Is there no better way to start out the new year than to be in God's house? I pray that all will go to their place of worship to start this new year. And if you're in worship with us today, I realize that many of you stayed up late to welcome in the new year. I know I did. And to attend our 9:30 service here on Franklin Hill may seem a bit early to make it to church, and the determination and commitment it also takes. For many of you, the effort it takes may make you feel that you are starting the new year on the run, which led me to the title of this message, On the Run. So let me start my message today by looking at the first statement we read in Matthew 2:13, when they had gone. Well, it was referring to the Magi who were on the run, returning to their country without reporting back to King Herod. We often envision him as riding on camels they left. I mean, modes of transportation were quite different in those days than they are today. Thinking about that, it brought to mind this story. The primary Sunday school class invited their pastor to view their Christmas artwork. On the bulletin board were posted pictures of the Holy Family at the manger, angels singing to the shepherds in the field, and wise men bringing their gifts to the Christ child. One drawing, however, puzzled the pastor. It was a picture of the Holy Family boarding a jet plane with the pilot already in the cockpit. "Tell me about this picture," said the pastor. Well, the little boy who drew it spoke up and said, "That is Mary and Joseph and the baby making their flight to Egypt." "Oh," replied the pastor, "and who is that flying the plane?" "Why, that is Pontius the pilot," said the kid assertively. Well, in our gospel reading today, we catch up with the Holy Family on the run. Not on an airplane, but most certainly using the best transportation they could find. And it was night. They had to get out of Bethlehem in a hurry. For an angel of the Lord had appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. King Herod is on a rampage." So Christ our Redeemer quickly becomes Christ the refugee on the run. At the age of 2 and younger, even though Jesus was God, did he know what they were running from and to where and why? I'm not sure. But it gives us a great teaching lesson and something we all need to consider as we start this new year. These days, it seems as if we're all on the run, so busy with our day-to-day activities, always on the run to this or to that. We're so busy being on the run that we often don't realize or recognize that we are on the run from God, when we should be running to God. So in your busyness, what are you running from, and to, and why? I'd like us to think about that as we prepare ourselves to partake in Holy Communion at the Lord's table. My hope and prayer is that in your partaking, you will find that you are on the run to the cross. In our gospel reading today, the Holy Family were on the run to the cross, whether they realized it or not. History tells us that King Herod had the Sanhedrin executed, then proceeded to murder his wife, his mother-in-law, and 3 of his own sons. Now Herod is threatened by the presence of a child, the one who has been born king of the Jews. So being outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and in its vicinity who were 2 years old and under. He was the personification of evil, carrying out the devil's work. And too often we miss the fact that Matthew, in his conclusion of the Christmas story in chapter 2, he brings us back to reality. The Christmas story is not just about love, hope, and peace. It's also about hate and greed, the evil that is in this world. And our best defense against evil, the devil, is to be on the run. I mean, did you ever hear the story about a woman who bought an extremely expensive dress? When she showed it to her husband that night, he immediately exclaimed, "Why did you do that?" "Well, the devil made me do it," explained the wife. "Why didn't you say, 'Get thee behind me, Satan?'" insisted the husband. "I did," contended the wife. "When Satan said it looked good from the back, too, I gave in and bought it." If the devil were a joke, we could laugh our way into a new year. But evil is not a laughing matter. We all need to run from evil in our busy day-to-day lives. Run from evil like the New Yorkers ran from the Twin Towers, or get away from disaster like the residents of the Gulf Coast ran from Hurricane Katrina. Remember the old hee-haw line where a patient complains to Doc Campbell that he broke his arm in 2 places, and Doc replies, "Then you ought to stay out of them places." We all know that being on the run from evil helps us to be on the run to the cross. And many times, as we are on the run to the cross, we often run into detours. In verse 14, our gospel reading today, it tells us, "So they left for Egypt and stayed there until the death of Herod." They ran from evil on their run to the cross. For Mary and Joseph, because of their Jewish upbringing and heritage, Egypt was probably known as a land of slavery, a place to make bricks with no straw, to endure whippings for no reason. And I'm sure they must have been more than a little hesitant to go to Egypt. I've never been to Egypt, but I read of a pastor who took a trip to Egypt. He wrote, I was there for 3 days once. It was 2 days too long. I paid to get on a camel, then had to pay even more to get off. The dirt and the poverty, they were painful to see. All I could think of was those words of the prophet Hosea, out of Egypt I called my son. Being a child of God, I obeyed his call. But we don't know what kind of life they had while in Egypt. The scriptures don't say. But I'm sure that when the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead, I'm certain they were more than happy to head back to Israel, back to their home in Bethlehem. But in their journey home, God had other plans for them. Matthew 2:22-23 records for us, but when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, he will be called a Nazarene. Mary and Joseph, I'm sure, were overjoyed to head for home, but in their journey they ran into a detour. Instead of resuming life in Bethlehem of Judea, they had to take up residence in Nazareth. Owain Oates, an American psychologist and religious educator who coined the word workaholic, offers these 5 laws for handling detours. The law of realism. Life gives us facts. Denial may get us through the shock, but fantasies will not suffice forever. Example, a traveler in a hurry drove right past a sign that said, bridge out 3 miles ahead. 3 miles down the road, there was a huge barrier blocking the road with the sign which read, the bridge is out, isn't it? Or the law of compensation. When one part of the body is removed, kidney, lung, eye, a companion part tends to strengthen and take over that function. Example, my daughter-in-law's father is blind, but he can hear everything. When his daughters were whispering about him over the Christmas, he interrupted them and said, you know I can hear every word you say. And there's the law of perspective. No trouble enjoys everlasting life, for this too shall pass. You can live by those principles. Or the law of resurrection. The old life must die for a new life to be born. A grain of wheat dies and then sprouts. We have to let go of the past in order to embrace the future. And finally, there's the law of fellowship. We need not face our detours alone. God is with us. The communion of the saints surround us. God knows the way through. All we have to do is follow. I believe these 5 laws for handling detours give us an accurate guide to becoming faithful on our run to the cross. So on the run to the cross, while we may encounter detours, we need to be running according to the will of God, to have a faith like the Holy Family on the run to Egypt. They encountered a detour by going to Egypt, and I'm sure they didn't look forward to that. Then they ran into a detour as they headed for home. But they had the faith to follow the will of God, remembering the words of the prophet Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Have you that kind of faith as you face a new year? Are you on the run to the cross? In all our running, we need the assurance that we are running with God, remembering that He is present in every trouble. He will guide you through every detour, all the way to our eternal home. What are you running from, and to, and why? Are you running from evil to the cross and the salvation it brings, despite the detours? Do you have the faith it takes to do God's will? Think about that as we come to the Lord's table and partake in Holy Communion. And most of all, do you know why you should be on the run to the cross? When Jesus suffered and he died for you and me on the cross, then rose again to life so that we may be forgiven of our sins and can have eternal life in him. Only if we have faith enough to believe in him. So take hold of the words from Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Are you on the run to God? In his service, this has been Pastor Joe.